Two decades ago, it didn't take much longer than the length of a coffee break for Tim Pfeiffer and others at New Hampshire's forensic labs to process the drug samples dropped off by law enforcement. Not so anymore. The lab has a backlog of about 3,800 cases, and analysts are only able to process about 500 samples a month. A lot of those cases involve heroin and fentanyl, which are nearly impossible to distinguish without the kind of complex analysis the state lab provides.
The drug dealers might not even know. Certainly the users wouldn't know. We don't even know until we analyze it. Is that heroin, fentanyl, combination of the two? It might even be bogus samples.
Senator Jean Shaheen recently introduced a bill that would distribute $10 million in federal grants to offset the costs of supplies and staffing. Shaheen says these facilities play an important role in addressing the drug epidemic.
This lab is doing a great job. They're working overtime, but they need help in order to deal with what's happening on the streets.
The state lab used to have 50 staff members, but lost 3 in recent budget cuts. Pfeiffer said he'd like to hire more staff and buy some equipment with the money provided through the grants. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.